As with so many things, they seem like good ideas at the time. 20 or so years ago, educators, politicians, and parents became increasingly concerned about drugs and violence in the schools. So, many states, including Michigan, began a new policy. They called it zero tolerance, meaning that the schools would not put up with bad behavior under any circumstances. What that meant in practice was a huge increase in police and security forces, often stationed right in the schools themselves. The schools also adopted a series of incredibly harsh punishments for any offenses. In Detroit, for example, students can be suspended for up to 20 days for holding hands. For worse behavior, there and everywhere, the penalty is very often expulsion. The theory is that this is necessary to prevent a few rotten apples from ruining good kids' chance at an education. About the same time came a shift to a drastically increased reliance on test scores as an infallible measure of student progress. Parents and legislators who wanted to make sure their schools were accountable helped push schools to an ever-increasing reliance on standardized tests as a measure of achievement. In Michigan, the MEAP, short for Educational Achievement Program Test, became the holy grail for measuring performance. Other states evolved similar tests, and classroom curriculums began to be based on teaching to the test, meaning that if something isn't going to be on the all-important exam, schools aren't going to have the time to teach it, period. Well, both sets of policies have now been in place for up to a quarter century. So, how are they working out for our kids and our society? We got some answers last week from a new report, and they aren't what a lot of people probably want to hear. A Washington-based group called the Advancement Project conducted a study of zero tolerance and test-based educational policies across the nation. The results were just published in a document called Test, Punish, and Push Out: How Zero Tolerance and High-Stakes Testing Funnel Youth into the School-to-Prison Pipeline. It makes devastating reading. While there's scanty evidence that zero-tolerance policies do much good for students who are trying to learn, it seems very clear that there's no safety net for those who fail, especially those who wind up expelled or driven out of school. Even a well-intentioned high school dropout has little or no chance of making it in today's world. What zero-tolerance policies seem to do best is create a new manpower pool for state prison systems at an enormous social and financial cost to society. High-stakes testing has also been devastating, driving more students out of school or into believing that success isn't even an option for them. Today, Michigan teachers are worried that the situation will get even worse, thanks to the new requirements just enacted in an effort to get race-to-the-top federal funding. Those are legitimate worries. There's nothing wrong with demanding that our schools provide a decent education. But as the Advancement Project's report concludes, every student must be given a full and equal opportunity to receive a high-quality education. If we don't do that, it's pretty clear that the real losers won't just be the millions of kids who fail, but our entire society as well.